So the issue has obviously been discussed for quite some time, and administration has been working on the plan. My first concern was the constitutionality of it, and studying the case law, including the Salt Lake City cases, I determined that, pursuant to the federal 10th Circuit, that it was a constitutionally permissible to vacate the sidewalks. Once I got over that hurdle, the business sense of the amount of money that the city has previously invested in Baywalk, the importance of it to the area made sense to do the vacation of the sidewalk. The about $700,000 that the city is investing in the parking garage is being, majority of that is for the lighting. And with the green technology that's going into the parking garage, we're going to have a payback of less than 3 years just with the reduction of electric bill. So that pretty much pays for itself and will be much brighter and therefore much safer.
And turning now to the Tampa Bay Rays, they've requested a new stadium in the past, but they backed off on their request for a waterfront stadium, but they still might want one in the future. What are your thoughts about the Tampa Bay Rays stadium?
Well, I think the Rays are a vital part of our community, and we need to develop a nice symbiotic relationship with them where it's best for them to stay and best for our town. I would refer people to when the Rays requested the referendum. I did about a 6-7 page outline of the issues at that time, and that can be found on my website of keepkennedy.com, and went through all of the issues. The proposal that they gave for the waterfront stadium did not make economic sense, and the fact that it's trying to put it on the waterfront, I'm not sure if that was the wisest decision. Right now, they have a lease that goes through approximately 2026, and the bonding will be paid off in about 4 or 5 years. I don't have an objection to the amount of public financing that's involved in the stadium at this time, but I would not want to see that increased. And if we do build or attempt to build a stadium, I think it's something that needs to go to a referendum of the people so they can vote on it, whether or not it's on protected waterfront or whether it's in the parking lot of the stadium here.
The city of St. Petersburg currently does not have curbside recycling, but the county is offering to help provide that. What are your thoughts on curbside recycling? Is it something that we might see soon?
I would like to see curbside recycling. However, I haven't seen any final proposals from the county as to how to pay for it. It would be at the county expense. I have some concerns as to measuring the footprint of having another truck go around and whether or not it really makes a substantial difference. I think the way we have recycling centers, the best ways for people to bring things to those recycling centers. But we really need to study that issue substantially more, and we need to get some real commitment from the county as to how much money they're willing to put in it. And at this point in time, I don't believe we've had any real firm commitment from the county as to how they propose to finance that.
We're speaking with Jim Kennedy. He's the council member in District 2. He's running for re-election. In the primary, only people in a district vote for the candidates, whereas in the general election, all residents can vote for all 5 districts that are up for election. Do you have plans to change that, or do you want to keep it the way it is?
Well, first, in a clarification, I was appointed to council 2 years ago to fill a vacancy. Therefore, I'm using the slogan of Keep Kennedy and not re-elect. I want to be transparent with that. I think, you know, we do have a unique system that not many other cities have, but the concept of the districts putting forth the best two candidates for a citywide election does make sense, because although we represent districts, a majority of the work that we do is all based on citywide issues. So I don't have any particular problem with the way our system is set up now, although I do find that a lot of residents don't fully understand that they get to vote for, at this time, all five city council races.
What would you say to voters to make them vote for you as opposed to your opponent?
Well, I think my experience in the community, I have been in the community for over 25 years. My involvement with CASA, Community Law Program, gives me a better feel for the community. My educational experience is substantially more. I've not only graduated from college, but I do have a law degree. I think those skills of an attorney and analyzing, being able to question, and working on wordings of ordinances is a valuable tool.